My David has put together a delicious blend right here.
No, that's not the one we picked. Huh? That's not the one we picked.
What? Well, let's retrace our steps.
Schitt's Creek fans, welcome to another episode of Shits and Giggles. We're a Schitt's Creek podcast where every other week we talk about a different episode of the series, and we're going through the whole series in chronological order. I'm one of your two hosts. My name is Paul McCambridge, and with me, as always, is my lovely wife, Carla. Carla, how are you?
I'm good. I wish I had a little bit of a, like, ground fruits blend. Wine to enjoy during this podcast, but all I have is a slushy from Wawa. it's close comparison.
Pretty much the same thing.
Yeah,
I don't...
yeah. Wawa will totally clue people in as to where we live.
I mean, longtime listeners, I think, have figured it out. You made some last time. You made like a deep cut reference to a Philadelphia 76ers basketball coach.
I was like, wait, who?
I think if people didn't figure it out then.
Oh, there was a mention of a 76ers, very famous Sixers player in this episode. However, it was a bit in his basketball time rather than his, his baseball time rather than his basketball time. We'll
what
talk about it later.
What are we even talking about
we'll
right
talk
now?
Talk about it later.
There's a, wait, okay, all right.
Wait,
I guess
it was at the very end of the episode. Okay. They referenced a baseball player in the game that was named Iverson.
Oh, but okay. Yeah. But it's not like Allen Iverson became a baseball player for a stretch.
No, but still.
And they talked about it.
It was another connection
to I thought I was watching a whole different show for a minute. Okay.
Well, yeah, no, don't you remember when Allen Iverson came out and he was playing basketball with David? Like, did you totally forget that?
Nope, I guess I missed that post-credit sequence or whatever. Anyway.
It was in the extras.
Yeah, as we like to front-load our podcast with nonsense, as we wind down... And
you want to just get right down to business?
No. I'm just saying.
You want to add in more nonsense?
People have become more aware of the fact that this show is going to end soon.
Uh-huh. And they're we can't wait.
Yeah, they're celebrating. They could just unsubscribe, but they don't. They're just waiting for
it
to finish. I will say, and I know I've said it before, and I don't know if you get annoyed or not, but I have another podcast. So if people are dreading the end of this and
are going to miss you.
Yeah, that's the thing. They won't hear you on that.
They're probably okay with that.
I don't know. Anyway, it's called Good Times, Great Movies.
Your other host is way more fun than I am. Let's be honest.
I don't agree with that.
We'll let the
listeners decide.
No.
But it's called Good Times,
Got a leg up
Great
on me.
Movies. It is an 80s movie podcast, and that is out there on opposite weeks that we do this.
Perfect.
So you can get in at any time.
And then when you're done with this, you're either doing, what, Caroline in the City? Or what else have we talked about that
well,
we
that's
said
the other
would
thing.
Be a great
People
podcast.
Have reached out.
About
giving suggestions.
Oh,
yes.
For us? Because, yeah.
Well, one suggestion
for
was
you,
super
with them.
The show Superstore, which I've seen before, and it's pretty good. I don't know if I want to take on anything that is multiple seasons and a lot of episodes, and you're not there, so I'd have to find another permanent host.
You don't just want to talk by yourself.
Oh, that would be terrible. No. And I don't know, have I joked about it on this show or my other show that I would do a Lindsay Lohan podcast?
I don't know. I don't remember.
She's only got like 19 movies.
She's in a new Hallmark movie that's doing very well.
Doing very well. And I've heard really good things.
Yeah.
And I've seen like...
Do you want to just turn this into...
Let's just do
right
it now.
Because it feels like it's happening naturally.
Let's just start to talk about The Parent Trap now. We'll go in
to Mean
chronological
Girls.
Order, much like this podcast, to Mean Girls. What are you talking about? We have to go to the new... Is it like a Netflix? It's like a...
her new movie right now? I think it's Hallmark Channel, actually, which is a little odd.
Oh, I thought
maybe
it was,
it's not. I could.
I thought
wrong.
It was like Netflix take on a Hallmark.
Oh, I don't know.
Movie.
It could be.
That's what it looks like.
I don't know. I just knew that she was doing something.
But... And you know what? You teased Allen Iverson. I'm going to tease Hallmark movies in this episode.
Oh.
Because
super.
Boy, oh boy, do we have someone who has quite the Hallmark movie presence.
Oh, okay. Are we elevating to him, I'm assuming? God,
yes. You have to just look at that guy, and he looks
100%.
Like he should be in every
yes.
home. He,
yes.
I think, is in
He's
every Hallmark
He's dreamy.
Movie. Yes.
Shall we say.
Anyway, if people have suggestions on what I should do after this.
Retire? Are you open for that one? If anybody writes that,
I'm
is that
opposed,
just going
to
be?
I'm not opposed to that, actually.
Retire from podcasting.
If people think my best idea would be to just step away from it and just let other people do this, I get it. If people heard that, our kids are on the other side of our closet wall. I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know either.
Punching the wall?
I don't know.
All right, let's get into
let's
the
just
episode.
Roll
that was
right
a, that was
into
a
this.
Lot.
It
yes.
seems like we have been drinking a ground fruits blend.
Right.
Yeah. This is another odd timing for recording for us. It's about 9:17 at
yeah.
night, which is probably the I don't know.
This is the latest in a while for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, we haven't done a late night.
We once
late
did,
night. I like how 9:17 yeah. is late night.
We once did like an 11:30 when your parents were here.
Oh.
I guarantee you that was the most low energy of
probably.
These episodes.
We
I
might
don't
have
remember
even fallen
what it was.
Asleep in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm. But we're here to talk about season 6, episode 7, Moira Rosé. The
yes.
original air date was February 18th. Of
closer
2020.
And closer to a pandemic. That's how I think of all of these episodes. I'm like, how close
inching,
are we now?
We're inching there.
Yeah.
This is directed by Jordan Koenig. She's got 3 more episodes this season.
Okay.
This series, now we could say.
Right, yeah.
And this is written by David West Reed. This is back-to-back for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he has 2 more after this.
Okay.
And we've talked about both of them before, so there's not much to get into. So let's just jump right into the episode.
Oh, yes, right into the baseball game.
there's a lot to discuss with this. I love the fact that the whole episode is Patrick sitting and laying on the bed and
yeah.
just watching a game.
Uh-huh.
Like, that whole idea... It's just fun how that's
mm-hmm.
kind of like a through line. For as much mm-hmm. as other people are doing stuff and going places, we can always return there and he hasn't left the
mm-hmm.
bed.
Yeah.
But that is what he's doing.
Yeah, baseball and pizza.
Mm-hmm.
David was all on board for the pizza part of it.
Yes.
Not so much the baseball part.
I love the idea that it's just... This is Patrick's day, and we'll just do whatever Patrick wants,
mm-hmm.
which is to watch baseball. We know he likes baseball. There's a
yeah.
whole episode they played
oh,
baseball.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yeah, no, I kind of liked how that sort of connected
yeah.
back to the, you know, the mm-hmm. baseball episode and everything. Yeah, but I like how they were having it. It's the whole time I was listening to them interact about the game, it reminds me of, like, conversations that you and I would have if I was sitting watching sports with you, like... Why do football players' pants tie?
I still think about that. Why do they have ties? Why isn't it just a zipper? Which is a question I don't know that anyone's ever asked
yeah.
in the history of football. And I had no answer.
Yeah.
I think I just finally went, I guess zippers could cause injuries.
Right, yeah. Maybe. I think that was your answer. And I was okay with that. I was cool with that.
Right.
But yeah, it definitely, just the way
yeah.
Pat or David
mm-hmm.
was asking about, like, why did he bat that way?
Right.
And it was a bunt. And I like how David said that's something you should see a surgeon about.
Yes. I do like,
yeah.
though, a very honest question, like, who named it a bunt?
Uh-huh.
Where did that word
yeah.
come from? And
yeah.
I think that's really fun.
I love how he was sitting there. I love how he had the little napkin tucked into his, like, his shirt.
Yep.
And
he
everything.
Has another one on his lap.
Yeah, it was super cute.
And he's wearing that thing. It almost looks like a chef's shirt. You know
it
how chef's
just
shirts
looked...
have the buttons?
But normally they
the...
have buttons. It didn't even have that.
No,
it just
no,
looked
no.
like big squares of fabric
yeah.
kind of like... A loosely attached
yeah.
to a shirt.
And I feel like we've
it was
seen this before.
Very high fashion, I guess. Very
avant-garde. Have we
avant-garde.
Seen this before? Is this new?
What?
I know they don't recycle clothing.
We've maybe seen things similar to that.
Yeah,
but
maybe
I think
I'm thinking
that was
of the big cone thing in the face cream.
Oh, maybe
episode.
Yeah. But it was definitely a very.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
So Moira. Go ahead.
Really, it was when Moira walked in and started to have a conversation that we kind of discovered why Patrick was even there hanging out, because we've never really seen that before.
No.
You know, this is kind of a first. He's been in the motel to stop by or whatever, but he's never really been
there for
hanging
Christmas
out there.
In the other room. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he stopped in when they had a conversation about his fiance, girlfriend situation there.
And I think when he went on that date, like when he, with a guy from the store.
Oh, yes.
I think maybe
he
stopped in after that.
No, you're right.
Right?
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there is a... So, David is having a toilet?
A Japanese toilet installed, and they had no idea they would need to take out a wall to make that happen.
How is that? That bathroom was a closet.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, to do anything in there, you should probably remove a wall.
Mm-hmm.
I assume Ronnie's in charge of this.
Oh, maybe. We don't know that.
No, that
Ronnie can't be in
not...
charge. She was elevating later.
Oh, you're right.
So, yeah.
Maybe
she took a break.
Or she put Bob on this.
Maybe.
And was like, I need this guy to have some project. Mm-hmm. Get him out of my hair.
Yeah.
Who knows how that date went, though? Maybe everything's fine.
Yeah.
Maybe they're roommates dating two friends. Again, this spin-off sitcom that I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
So Moira walks in to, quote-unquote, interrupt this.
Mm-hmm.
And discusses... I like how she walks in and says that she's... Oh, she stumbled upon a gentleman's cavern.
Yeah.
Which is her way of saying man cave, which
right.
is really fun.
Yeah.
And she mentions that she has to go to Herb... She says Herbert Linger's.
Uh-huh.
Because he's a big fan
of the Crows movie. Yeah. And she wants to, or he wants to name a wine after her.
Big honor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even though the commercial was a disaster.
Right. Yes.
He's coming, crawling back to her.
Well, we find out later the print ads were great.
Right.
So really, it was all totally, it was a wash, I guess.
Yes.
And they're just starting over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Herb gets it. There is a celebrity in, I guess, one town over. And he's going to try and take advantage of her celebrity to help mm-hmm. his business. Like, mm-hmm. it's a smart, I don't want to get too into the dumb Herb Ertlinger business philosophy. But from his point of view, I think this makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
The problem, though, is she doesn't want to go alone.
Well, yeah. She and David already pre-planned this whole entire conversation.
All right. I was going to try
was
going to tease people the way they do.
Oh, no.
But, yeah. So, reluctantly,
David's
like, well, I guess, you know, I should really...
Right. Go along with
you.
Yeah.
I guess it's okay. Is it all right? And mm-hmm. Patrick is like, yeah, you should go. Also, that didn't seem very genuine. You mm-hmm. guys should do a better job next mm-hmm. time. All of that.
Oh, yeah. You could totally tell it was rehearsed and planned and everything else.
Exactly.
He was looking for an out.
And that's how we get our, you know, opening to this.
Yeah.
We get our title card, and then we are just, we're right outside the door now.
Mm-hmm.
Or wait, I'm sorry.
We're elevating first.
No, we're elevating.
We're at elevation.
So we're at elevation.
Lots of people. All the ladies.
Yeah, it's like a, it's not a spin class, but
it's kind of like a gym
it
almost.
Feels like, yeah,
it feels a little bit
but it's like the
like
spin
a,
class thing where the person's in the front teaching the class and everybody's
doing
what
they say.
Yeah,
but they're on like steppers instead of, you know, instead of bikes or anything.
Because they're elevating.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Alexis is the new brand ambassador and everything.
Slash... marketing invigorator?
Yeah, I couldn't remember. I didn't write the other part down when she said it.
Yes.
But yeah, I got the first part. So she invited everybody to come along to check out what they're peddling at Elevation.
Yes, she invited them because she does get paid for everyone that signs up.
Mm-hmm.
So let's run. Who's there?
We have Jocelyn, of course. We have Stevie, reluctantly there. Twyla's there and super excited. Alexis is there, of course. And also Ronnie is there. Yeah, quite a little group.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
I think it is fun that, of course, Moira couldn't be there because she has to do the wine thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't think she'd be into any of this. You want to wear giant burlap sacks? I don't think Moira's going to put those on. Because they're in like big, like almost scrubs because there are pants to them.
Yeah, but it's almost like a dress.
Yeah, they're almost like...
It looks cult-like.
Johnny's pajamas from the drip episode, but you just add pants to those.
Right, yeah. And like nondescript in color.
Yeah.
Jocelyn's a little upset that she had to take off her Lululimes, which I loved.
Yeah, it's pretty
great. Super adorable.
I love how Stevie says the pants have a stain on them, too.
Yeah, are these safe to wear? Right. But yeah, shortly after they get there, everybody's introduced to Citrus, who is from the East Coast wing of Elevation.
Of Elevation.
Yeah, and he's hosting a class
Citrus is played by Kevin McGarry. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite things is on IMDb when the person themselves clearly writes their bio.
Oh.
And his...
He said exciting things about
Goes
Hallmark
on
Channel.
And it gets more serious, but I love how it starts. His career in acting is... Oops, boy. His career in acting started with a happy accident, beginning as early as his freshman year in high school, mistakenly entering a 12th grade theater class, and he discovered his love of acting.
Oh, wow.
Really fun and in-depth. And then it goes into, like, I went to college here, blah, 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 blah. Hmm. So he was in, I went through his IMDb. Murdoch Mystery Saving Hope. Mm-hmm. The crossover ends there. Mm-hmm. He makes serious Hallmark movie money.
Oh.
He has been in, and I think I got all of them. I'm not sure. Love at First Bark. Autumn Stables, From Paris with Love. Winter Castle, Winter Love Story, Hometown Holiday, A Song for Christmas, Christmas Scavenger Hunt, Random Acts of Christmas, My Grown-Up Christmas List, and A Very Corgi Christmas.
Oh, man. A Very Corgi Christmas. Yes. That's really funny.
It was pretty great, and all of them are just... I love the covers or the posters. Mm-hmm. Like, they all feel like the most toned-down romance novel covers that you could imagine, but it's very cute.
Yeah.
So he's there, and this is never explained how he knows all their names.
Right, yeah. He knows all their names and everything, and he keeps referring to he.
Yes.
Like, he'll, you know...
Right, this is important for him.
Right, yes.
We will meet him.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Alexis is like, who is that? You know, and he's like, oh, you'll find out soon enough.
Yes.
But yeah, I think it was Jocelyn that's like, how does he know all our names?
Yeah.
But Twyla's just...
Because he does, like, point to each of them. It's not just like he's rattling this off from a list.
Right.
He has matched faces with names somehow.
Yeah.
So he gets up to teach his class, and it is...
Well, Stevie asks if she can just wait in the car.
Oh, too. Yeah. No,
she's miserable
he wants nothing
about
to do with this.
Yeah.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's up there. There's like a spotlight on him. Mm-hmm. He's in front of a backdrop of like mountains and stuff.
Yeah.
It is really something.
Yeah. But they're going to elevate above their worries.
That's
and
what they're going to do.
All will be well.
Yep. So now we're back at the motel and we're outside of the rooms.
Yes.
Because Johnny's pushing like the room cleaning cart or something.
Yep.
Or
does Roland have it?
Roland
I think
has
Roland
it.
Has it, and Johnny comes out of the office, maybe.
Exactly.
To kind of, and sort of runs into him.
Right, yes. And Roland's really there to let Johnny know that Patrick's hanging out in his son's room.
All alone.
Because he was spying through the windows.
Yeah.
Don't take this the wrong way, but I was spying into your kid's room, and I saw Patrick there.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But... It's kind of nice because Roland suggests bonding. with Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
And he even refers to it as, well, if you're not going to do it, I guess he can have the talk with Uncle Roland.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Johnny's like, well, we're practically family. Like,
exactly.
You know, but yeah, he kind of wants him to have a whole talk about David and marriage and and everything else. Kind of like the father-in-law discussion.
Yes. The important talk that Roland had with his father-in-law, which he said was basically his father-in-law trying to talk him out of marrying Jocelyn.
Yep.
So at the end of all of this, Johnny sort of decides, okay, not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do this.
Yeah.
But let's go to the winery first.
Oh, yeah. 100%. And see our good friend Herb.
Yeah.
Herb or Herb.
Herb or Herb. We're not sure.
We don't know.
No. This is when he does say that there's basically no hard feelings because the print ads were so great.
Which David's surprised about because the last print ads were heartburn ads with Ann Geddes.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, you know what we forgot to mention last episode is the Joyce DeWitt reference yet again in this show.
I think we did mention it.
Oh, we did? Okay, I thought we skipped over it.
No, right. I think we mentioned it.
I do like how Moira introduces David as the owner of Rose Apothecary. You've probably heard of it.
Herb goes, nope.
I have not.
Yeah.
It's really fun. And he introduces them to these wines that he has.
Yeah, they're ready to sample. To choose, I guess, what would be the exclusive limited release of their Moira Rosé.
Yes. It is a great line when Moira says, who is she and how do we get a mouthful of her? And the idea of just banana.
It's super gross.
It's super gross. And later on, how David's like, you know what would be great? Radishes. How is that even a possibility?
I don't know. Yeah.
Because I think even to that, Moira's like, that sounds refreshing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they're super hammered at that point.
Oh, yeah.
But still just...
Yeah, no.
I guess at that point, you're just suggesting anything, including vegetables.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. So, yeah, he talked about the fact that there's strawberry peach.
Yes.
The ground fruits blend, which is my favorite. I love
ground fruits.
The ground fruits. It's so funny. And then the banana rosé. I don't like anything. Like, I like bananas.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I like anything. Like, strawberry banana stuff would never be, like, something that I would really choose. It's not my jam. So, yeah, banana wine.
I don't know. I love banana popsicles. So maybe I would really like banana wine. But
no.
I don't. That can't be a thing. Nobody would make that, right?
I don't think so.
There's no way.
No, probably not.
Okay.
I don't know. It's Herb Ertlinger. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, he's really got some weird empire to run.
Yeah.
So he goes, I guess, in the back or whatever.
Yeah, he leaves them to sample and make decisions all on their own.
Yep.
Which is his first mistake.
Yeah,
really his second mistake.
Yes.
His first was inviting her for the
right.
commercial
Try this
in
again.
The third place.
Yes.
Yeah, and then trying it again.
Right. So they toast, and this is the beginning of... amazing wine reactions by two of them. We can't describe it on a podcast. But...
Yeah. Oh, their facial expressions. But the first one tastes like amoxicillin, which I always thought
amoxicillin tastes
good.
Pretty good. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know that
I don't think
want
I'd want wine tasting like
it,
though. Right. Exactly. Right. But yeah.
Also, amoxicillin
is thick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know that has nothing to do with the taste, but I just.
Yeah.
Like, how do you have something that's thin and light that tastes like amoxicillin?
No. Totally.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
I love it when David says the one's burning his throat.
He's burning his throat. They make reference to one tasting like laundry detergent.
Yep.
And then one, Moira got notes of tomatoes, which I guess could be the ground fruits.
Amazing.
Yeah.
This is so much fun. Like, this is just such a fun... Any time we're at
and I
Herb
feel like,
Ertlinger's,
whoa,
it's great.
Totally fun. And I feel, though, like it's been a little while since we've had a lot of Moira David.
Yes.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
And they kind of acknowledge that maybe a little bit. You know, that they've been busy. later on, right. You know, when they kind of have like a really sweet little heart to heart. But yep. Yeah, like, and if people this has been nice.
Yeah. If people are listening and keeping track and everything like that, the last episode that made it into my top 10, I thought it was really, really great. And I thought it was maybe something to do with the directing. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the writing too, because he wrote the last one as well. And I feel like these are just lengthy extended scenes with two people, except for the levitation thing, just sharing moments. Sharing moments and, and like the dialogue's good, but it's not so snappy. Like one thing we've been complaining about recently is our inability to sit and take notes. And I haven't felt that the past two
episodes. I didn't feel like in this one I needed to like, wait, can you pause it?
Yeah.
Or, jot some, or can we go back?
Right.
Can we listen to that
there
again?
There was just time for us to spend with the characters and listen to them talk. And it's not just we're going here, 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 back, 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 back.
Yeah, we jumped a lot of different places. But yeah, I agree with you that you spend a little time
each time we jumped,
there.
We would spend a good amount of time.
Yeah.
So yeah, I really appreciated this. So now let's go back. Speaking of jumping, let's go back to the room.
Yes.
Where Patrick is watching baseball.
Tigers are playing?
Is that what it... Okay.
They said the Tigers.
Who are
the Tigers? Detroit?
It is Detroit,
Tigers,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But are there other Tigers?
I mean, maybe some minor league teams.
I was trying to see what was on his hat, too.
Oh, his hat's Cafe Tropical. It's the same hat he wore.
Oh, I couldn't see what it was.
No, it's the same. I was looking, too, because for a minute, I was like, oh, is that some... minor league Canadian team or something. No, it's the C team.
Okay.
Which I do think is very cute how it's almost like a child in Little League would watch a professional game while wearing their goofy little hat for their team.
Yeah.
I do think it's funny that he's not wearing like a Detroit Tigers hat.
Yeah. Do you think he's watching Detroit?
You know what's really funny? I meant to... The announcer's voice.
Is that what it's supposed to be?
The announcer's voice is so familiar to me.
Oh, really?
That I meant to look it up and see who it was. It sounds like a professional announcer or somebody impersonating a professional announcer.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, the fact that they mentioned the Tigers, it could be Detroit. I don't know. It surprises me because I think we talked about this before, how Eugene Levy is a big baseball fan. And I think we talked about how he and Tim would go and watch Toronto games. They'd watch Blue Jay games. So it is kind of surprising that they're not
watching. Are there other Canadian baseball teams that could be the Tigers?
Well,
I mean, not within, not within like major league
baseball. Oh, no, there certainly could be. I mean, it's, you know, it's an animal. It's a pretty generic name for a team.
Right.
So, yeah, there could be.
Yeah.
But I don't know. If you're watching, if you're that invested in a baseball game, I'm assuming it's a professional game.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
So, anyway. Johnny comes in. This whole thing is very awkward.
Oh, and totally.
I feel like I have a little bit of a problem with it because they just had an episode, and I know... It was a season ago where they played baseball and Johnny knew how to play baseball and knew the rules of baseball. And now he acts like a man who has never seen a baseball game in his life.
That's an interesting observation.
And I'm sure we're just supposed
that,
to think it's because he's nervous and uncomfortable. But just the fact that he's like, what? Whoa, what's happening? Oh, look at, oh, boy, it's a shame.
Yeah, it's like a natural kind of conversation. And you make a good point. If he... clearly was able to, like, play in a baseball game. He obviously has knowledge of the sport.
I mean, he basically
sport.
Made fun of David for not knowing how to play baseball, but talked about how they went to Little League games for him or T-ball or whatever. So, but it is funny. I do like how he's not just a man who's never seen a baseball game. He's a man who's never eaten pizza in his life.
Yeah,
either.
He could go for some za.
I like it when he just starts going through... Well, there's bread and there's cheese and tomato sauce.
It was, which is weird because we don't see him being awkward. You know, he's always like a very
he's always very confident.
Yeah, but this is just a yeah, conversation, I guess. And maybe it's because, you know, Roland sort of like made him feel obligated, obviously, to sit down and talk with him. And he didn't necessarily like bring this on in this moment all on his own,
yeah,
you know.
Of course.
But yeah.
He was less awkward when Jake was in the room shirtless.
Like in a towel.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, it's played for comedy and
yeah,
it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he looks like a man who has not eaten pizza before. Just yeah. The way he even eats it seems awkward and
yeah,
strange.
Well, and he's trying to start a conversation, mm-hmm, but Patrick's kind of watching the game and is reacting to plays and things right, that are happening. So that's when you said he kind of has a, oh my God, oh, what happened?
Oh, what is happening
yeah,
now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a real fun scene between these two who
don't get
scenes
a lot of
together.
Scenes together. Yeah.
I don't know that they've ever had one,
mm-hmm,
you know, anytime they're together, David's there, or mm-hmm, Moira's there, or the whole family's there. Like there's a lot of that in this episode. I do have the end of this episode, I think, is super fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the best ever.
Yeah.
So now let's go back because they're still ascending.
Elevating. You are picking every other word but elevating.
Oh, yeah, I literally, in my notes, wrote, they're ascending and loving
maybe
it.
They said ascending, but I don't know. I wrote, at elevation.
Yes.
They're leaving, they're going up, and they're leaving everything and everyone behind.
It's really wonderful, because this is the end of the workout. Mm-hmm. They're all really invested now, and they really enjoyed themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's like, listen, that was a great workout. Also, P.S., sign up for the Gateway.
Mm-hmm.
We're done.
Yeah.
So Stevie is the only one who's still a bit
yeah,
tentative.
Everybody else is kind of on board about,
right,
like, this sounds like a great idea. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sign up. But yeah, Stevie's kind of questioning a little bit. She wants to know what the Gateway is.
Right.
To which Alexis, even though she's their, what, brand invigorator, and
mm-hmm,
she
yep,
doesn't really know the answer to that question.
No, she...
She has to go
clarify.
She
basically is like, I might go have to find out. Yes.
Yeah.
And she talks to Citrus about what the Gateway is.
Yeah.
And I like how she's like, I noticed you were talking a lot about demons,
mm-hmm,
and we all have our demons. I know, carbs and everything like
right,
that.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, sure, figuratively, but also literal demons, which
yeah,
I think is great. Because then she says, well, the Gateway's just a symbol, to which he says, oh, yeah, no, it's a symbol, but also it's a literal gateway.
Right, into the sky.
Into the sky.
Yep.
Yes, and to which she is finally tipped off to the fact that this is clearly a cult.
Mm-hmm.
And she, Jocelyn's signing up for this.
Oh, yeah.
She's really
excited.
She was
just about to put down her social.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
Filling out her social.
And I love how Alexis just takes it out of her hands.
It
says, I'm just going to go destroy this.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I brought you to a cult.
Right.
We need to go. And then they're debating because when they look at the exit sign, the arrow is pointing straight up.
Yep. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But Twyla is totally on board.
Well, that's because Twyla's already been there.
Twyla knows all about it.
As a young girl.
Yep. I love how she bought the tapes,
mm-hmm,
but she still has
she
to
wanted
buy the
tapes.
Cassette
yeah,
player.
Yes.
Because it's important to listen to it at the right speed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But she mentions, is this where she talks about her mom
yeah,
taking her? Okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I couldn't remember if that happened here or later.
No, she was like, listen, I was just doing this to basically support you.
Right, yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Which is what a best friend should do.
Oh, that's Twyla. Twyla would do anything to support anyone
exactly,
else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But and then, they all finally agree that they should escape through the changing room.
Yeah, the emergency exit.
Exactly. And that's it. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's a wrap.
That's a
on
quick wrap.
Elevation.
Yep.
We're done. This is, you know, I guess Alexis has been riding the wave of this crows thing, and this is a pretty good client she had, but it's all over now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's good that Citrus came and she got to really experience it firsthand.
Oh, of course.
That it wasn't for her.
It's important.
Yeah.
Yes.
Citrus.
So let's go back to the winery? Vineyard?
Yeah. The winery.
Yeah.
Sure. They're making blends and having a blast.
They have 100 empty glasses in front of them.
Yeah.
Half full, empty, whatever. They've been drinking quite a bit at this point.
Which is weird because they're drinking wine that tastes terrible and a lot of it.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean.
I guess. Eventually.
Went to college. Like, it's not like, I don't know, what jungle juice or whatever garbage they would serve you at parties.
Serve out of big, huge plastic tubs.
Big, giant plastic tubs with a ladle. Like, it's not like that tasted good.
Well, yeah. True.
Plus, they're trying to. They're working toward a goal.
I guess.
They're trying to find a wine.
Or are they
not
getting
horrible.
Further away from their goal? I'm not sure.
I mean, I think we find out that they are. So this is when, like, Patrick and Johnny are sort of attempting to have a heart to heart. And now this is where we get one between Moira and David.
Yeah, it's very sweet. She toasts them, you know, toasts to David and Patrick. Yeah. Who are two good grapes.
It's just so all cute. It's all wine it's just, puns.
Yep,
from
and
her.
They make one perfect blend. It was a very cute little conversation.
Yeah. It's very nice, and she makes mention, which I thought was really interesting. She's like, because she and David are very similar, of course, and they. I don't know if it's that they. David doesn't crave attention the way that Moira does, but they're too, like, not to play off of the rose thing, they're too delicate flowers. They require a lot of attention. And the fact that she's like, you need to make sure to give Patrick the attention that he deserves, because I do that for your father, even though we see him doing that for her constantly. I thought that was a really nice piece of advice.
Yeah.
And as I said, it's just all wine puns.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
But while they're doing this, Herb comes up from the cellar.
Yep. With some cherry ice wine.
He's.
But it looks like it's been corked.
Yep.
What does that mean? I don't even know what that means. Like, uncorked?
I think that's. I was confused, too. I don't know if it's the way it was said doesn't make sense, but it makes it seem like someone opened it and then closed it back up or something. But anyway, like, he's down to his last bottle of wine in this place.
Right, yeah.
Like, he is all sorts of frustrated. I love how he's talking to them and constantly looking at his watch. We find out that he and his wife had reservations at, what, the Elmdale Inn?
Yeah.
And he's just done with them. He's like, I can't believe you guys can't find anything.
Right. And that you're still here.
Right.
And that you're totally hammered.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now let's go back to
the awkward
motel.
Conversation.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. About concessions. The price of concessions.
Because it's almost as though Johnny has reserved himself to the fact that this conversation's not going to take place, and he's just there to watch the game and or commercials. Because it's because of a commercial that Patrick sees totally what's going on.
Yeah.
And decides, like, I'll turn the volume down and I will have the talk with Johnny.
Yeah. Yeah. He kind of takes over. Yeah. And kind of says, you know, like, oh, I thought, you know, we could talk about David a little bit. And it's just lovely.
Yeah.
I mean, Patrick
is,
you know, oftentimes really good at just, like, putting words together. And, you know, he said, like, I'm so lucky to be joining your family, and just how much he loves and respects. And I love when he talks about protecting David from things that set him off.
Yeah, but, it's very nice. It's a real nice, like, I'm really happy to now be part of this family. It's really great. And Johnny's, like, tearing up during the scene. And at the end, finally, like, reciprocates. And it ends with a home run in the game by, I'm assuming, the Tigers. I guess that's who they're rooting for.
I don't know.
Iverson's
at the plate.
Iverson.
That's where I heard it.
Hit a home run.
Oh, Iverson.
That famous Detroit Tigers baseball player.
Right.
Iverson.
Yeah.
And they do a weird, awkward high five in the air.
Yeah.
So now the episode kind of wraps, because now we're back at the winery.
Yes.
And they have found the perfect
They have. Wine.
It's like a blend.
Yeah. But unfortunately, David they set created. It down.
And then it's just them like drinking wine and cringing again.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is where Herb really loses it.
Oh, yeah. He's done. Yeah. This relationship is over.
Yeah.
I don't. Maybe he's at the wedding. I'm not sure. I doubt it.
Yeah.
But I think he might be out of this show after this.
Yeah.
But I do like how he's like, I took the liberty of calling your husband because someone needs to drive you home and it's not going to be me.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They talk about strawberry radish and then he's like, we don't even do a radish.
Yep.
Oh, you should. That would be refreshing. This is where Moira references that you said earlier. So yeah, they're totally hammered and.
Herb seems like his next business venture should be writing a tell-all book about Moira Rose. Because the two times they had an interaction, she got wasted and he had to call her husband to come and take care of her.
Yeah, it's not good.
No. I love it because Patrick and Johnny show up and I love when Moira says, our designated grapes.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was cute. But, you know, she was talking about they're two good grapes. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Yep. It's really nice.
I thought that was adorable.
This is where David mentions radishes for some reason. Mm-hmm. And I love how, as they're being like escorted out.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Herb's still complaining about how they couldn't find a wine.
Uh-huh.
And David says, I said radish. And Herb looks at him meanly, and David's weird, drunken, like, kind of off-put reaction is great. Like, it's just, this is an episode that has really great performances by everyone involved.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
So now let's get to the very end.
Yes.
Because it's amazing.
Yeah. So, yep. Yeah, we're back at the motel.
Yep.
Alexis is in her bed. And David and Patrick are hanging out over in David's bed and everything. And I guess it was David.
It's
that
David
brought up,
that like innocently first asks, like, so how was the
how was your class? Was it a big, and she said, yeah, it was a big success. And he's like, so will you have priority boarding when you enter the gateway?
And she's so upset by this.
Yeah, and Patrick even gets like a little dig in too and everything. Uh-huh. So they're both kind of giving her a hard time.
Yep.
But yeah, I love when she said, it's like I'm sharing a room with my twin brothers who kiss.
It's super fun.
It's very funny.
And I love how Moira even comes in and is like, oh, I wish someone told me there was a sleepover.
I like sleepovers. And then she crawls into bed with Alexis.
So much fun.
And Alexis is just like, ew,
ew. Yep. And even Johnny comes in and is like, this is so adorable. And I can't believe because soon Alexis is leaving
for the gateway. Yeah. And then Patrick's like, does this happen every night?
Just a smile on Patrick's face when he asked that question.
Yeah.
And David's like, no.
Yeah.
No, not every night. But
yeah, it was a very cute ending with all of them.
I would like to think that happens every night.
So. Yeah, I don't think it does.
Yeah.
I think Patrick brought it out in them.
And that's it. We breezed through
this
episode.
We did kind of breeze through this episode. Yeah.
Maybe it's because it's late and we know that we have kids that need to go to bed. I don't know.
Let them stay up.
Wow, this is so great.
So, at the end of every Schitt's Creek episode, we rank the Schitt's Creek episodes from the best of the best to the least best of the best. So, Carla, if this episode were a wine, would it be a banana or a radish?
Ew.
I know. Neither sound
terrible.
Good.
Yeah.
So I'll turn it to you. And remember, it's two fingers, not on this.
Don't bother.
It's not a touch screen.
Yeah, I know.
Well, do you want me to scroll?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I am going to say that this is my new number. I'm going to put it right under Wine and Roses, my new number 14.
Wow.
I think they just go so well together. But, I love this one. It's tons of fun. But her doing that commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like I was trying to decide. I'm like, they belong next to each other and pretty high. But and that's why I was thinking, like, oh, gosh, which one is like just has the little edge.
And it was the other one.
Yeah, I think so.
Very good. Let me go down. Let me find out where I am with this because I kind of forget. I'm really close to where you are. This is my 16. Mm. So I don't even know where
Wine and Roses is. Oh, mine's pretty high still.
Oh, mine's at 30. Boy, whoa. These things that started so high because we have so many episodes now tend to fall off. Yeah, I thought this was really good. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I said, so many of my complaints about season 6 were just jumping around and everything was too quick. And mm-hmm. I feel like now it's
slowed down.
It's like settled back into mm-hmm. what I really like about this show, which is the relationships and just, you know, just sticking with the characters that we know and not just throwing them in all sorts of crazy directions and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And I'm not saying that everyone needs to be paired up with another member of the family, blah, blah, blah. But when you can do it, it works out really well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's very good. All right, everybody, thank you for listening. This has been a quicker episode, I think, than what I sort of realized it would be.
Yeah.
I tend to feel like sometimes ones we don't like, we talk about more.
Yeah,
we talk
maybe.
About them longer. I don't know.
I don't know.
But again, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for reaching out. Thank you for supporting us. Please tell me what podcast I should do after this.
Mm.
Tell me if the Lindsay Lohan thing's a bad idea.
It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I
agree
with you. I
don't know how many Low fans there are out there.
Hmm.
There might be some.
Is that what I should call it?
Yeah.
Low. That's not a great podcast name.
Mm, well.
Hmm. I could have a rotating cast of guests. It wouldn't just have to be me and one other person.
Mm.
I could be like, who wants to talk about Freaky Friday? Would I come on? I could find the biggest
Freaky Friday. It would be like a 13-year-old.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Maybe this is a bad idea.
I don't know
idea.
About that.
All right.
Yeah. Like
anyway, everybody, thank you so much again. And we will talk to you again in 2 weeks because next time we'll be talking about the 8th episode of season 6, The Presidential Suite. Until then, everyone have a great 2 weeks.
Warmest regards.